Hello, and today we're going to be talking about the individual types of melee weapons you can get in Minecraft Dungeons. So, hello, Dylan is back with the types of melee weapons that you can get in dungeons, Minecraft dungeons. We are going to review them in alphabetical order. So the first thing are obviously axes. The axes have these thing called the spin attack move. I talked about that one in the category types of melee weapons. And the first axe, obviously I'm going to be that in alphabetical order too, is the cursed axe. The cursed axe is, it inflicts poison, and it has the spin attack move, and most of the killed mob explode, so that one's really good. The firebrand, which sets your enemy mobs on fire, that one is also good. It also has a spin attack. The Highland Axe, which stuns mobs and has a spin attack, that one's also good. The Whirlwind, which casts shockwaves that don't do that much damage. And yeah, that one also has a spin attack move. Then the Double Axe, which is basically just an axe that has double-sided with a spin attack. And then the regular Axe, which I'm not sure if that one has a spin attack, but it might, and I'm not sure. But it is pretty good. The daggers, I forgot to tell you about something. I have not gotten many of these weapons because I'm only currently on default. Because I started playing it like in August or July last year. And then I stopped in like November last year. So, and I came back on June this year. So I'm not really the best. The daggers, please note that all daggers have dual wield. This is regular daggers, and those don't really do that much damage, but they are still a tiny bit useful. But then the unique ones, the Fangs of Frost, which slows mobs and might freeze them also, and the Moon Daggers, which your souls boost the chance of getting a critical hit. So that one's pretty good. And yeah, that one's pretty good. So yeah. The gauntlets, the Fighter's Bindings, which are very, 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 very fast. They boost attack speed and they have very fast punches. There's the Maulers, which have the Relentless Combo ability, which builds attack power as you land hits. And the Soul Fists have that exact same ability. And they also gather souls. So I would say that if you're one of the soul gathering cursed people, then the Soul Fists are definitely better than the Maulers. But I think still the Fighter's Bindings are definitely the best one. Regular gauntlets are also pretty good. The Glaives has longer reach, so you can get things farther away than you usually would. And that one's pretty good, so you get those, and that one's good. So those are good. And then the Gravebane, which does extra damage to undead mobs, is pretty good. But you can just enchant that with the smiting. But it's still pretty good. And then the Venom Glaive, which looks pretty darn cool. Hence the name Spawn's event, Poison Cloud, which is also pretty useful. The regular Glaive is also pretty good. The hammers, The Hymn of Gravity, which I have currently, and honestly, it does a really good amount of damage. And they all have this ability called Great Splash, which you know of if you watched my types of melee weapons. And they have, it's like a tiny shockwave that damages mobs in the area of the shockwave. The Hammer of Gravity pulls all the mobs in, so that's good. And the Stormlander summons down lightning bolts, so that one's also good. And then the regular Great Hammer is also a pretty good choice. Now, pickaxes, the regular pickaxe is cool because if you're in redstone mines and it looks like you're mining the mob spawner, so that's pretty cool. And then the diamond pickaxe lets you find more emeralds. And that is kind of good, but you can just enchant that with anything, kind of like the Grave Bane. So it's not super unique. Maces, the flail lets you chain mobs, so that one's pretty darn good. And then the Sun's Grace, which I have, it has a chance to like heal enemies on hit, so that one's pretty good if you're like questing with your friends. It also is pretty good on your own if you're doing it on your own. So yeah. And then the regular mace, which isn't unique, but it's still pretty good. The scythes are cool because you can fight with a scythe, which is cool. The frost scythe slows mobs like the Fangs of Frost. The jailer scythe, which chains mobs. And the Soul Scythe, which hence the name obviously, lets you gather more souls. And then the regular scythe, which I don't really know what it looks like or what it does. The sickles have dual wields. And there's the Nightmare's Bite, which spawns poison clouds. And they look really cool. And I'm pretty sure all sickles are pretty fast. So that's pretty good. The Last Laugh lets you find more emeralds like the Diamond Pickaxe. And that one's pretty good, but not super good. But, and then the regular sickles, which are pretty fast. yeah. I don't really know any of the spears, but they have longer reach. Like the glaives. So that's also pretty good. The swords. There's the broadsword, which just does extra damage. It's not very unique, though. Dancer's sword is like, I don't know if you've watched the episode 1 of Star Wars, but if you know Darth Maul, then it's basically Darth Maul's lightsaber, except it doesn't have lightsaber blades. It has sword blades, so that's pretty cool. The Dark Katana lets you find... it does more damage to undead mobs. But again, like the Grave Bane, you can just enchant that, so it's not super unique. And it also is very rare, because it can only be found in Obsidian Pinnacle. You're probably thinking, that's not very hard to do. An apocalypse difficulty. Now that's pretty hard to do. But you great players out there listening to this probably have gotten it. But yeah. The Diamond Sword also does extra damage to just regular to any mobs. Then the Eternal Life and the Soul Knife let you gather more souls. So that one's really good if you're trying to be like a soul hunting person. And the Freezing Foil, which slows mobs, and it's very, 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 very fast. But it does basically no damage. So, it is pretty, though, good if you're someone who is, like, who wants to be like the ninja girl. Then the Hawk brand, which increases your chance of getting a critical hit, so that's good. The Heart Stealer steals health from mobs when you kill them, so that's pretty good. The Master's Katana, like the Hawk brand, increases your chance of getting a critical hit and does, I believe, also extra damage. So that's pretty good. Nameless Blade weakens enemies' attacks, and it also looks pretty darn good. And then there's, I think, just the sword, which is a pretty good weapon. Last thing is the Trick Seeker, which spawns poison clouds. And that's all for today's melee weapon. Bye-bye! See you next time. Also, be sure to check out my brother's channel. I mean, podcast. It's called Minecraft Dungeons, A Guide for Heroes. So I hope to see you next time. We will be reviewing individual ranged weapons. So, bye!